Indeed, it is our Thought Leader Thursday segment, and my guest, for this segment tonight, the best tea. Many of you, especially if you're Mamele Radio, you know, people who really, really like radio, they'll know what I'm talking about when I say the best tea in the city. And the best tea is here today. In studio, our thought leader on this Thursday, Thabo Thibos Mokwele, radio personality and author. I don't know, should I call you a failed entrepreneur? Because you say that in your book.
I do. Yeah, no, please. Yeah, mention it. I keep trying. I keep doing it. I think I'm a sucker for pain.
Torture, man.
I mean, keep trying. You never know. You just never know.
Sure.
And then I blame it on the book, The Rich Man in Babylon.
I see in the book here, and we'll come back to it, you reference a lot of other books.
Yes.
So if somebody reads this book, they kind of get a very clear sense of what's in your library.
Yeah.
Some of the material you go back to, and we'll come back to that. But many of the people know you. They know your voice, but they might not know your backstory. You're a chemical engineer.
I'm a chemical engineer, yeah.
Okay, give us the backstory. Who's Thabo?
Qualified.
How did you become a chemical engineer? How did you make a detour into radio?
It's really more about how we were guided with our careers.
Yeah.
We were really guided based on ability more than passion.
So you were good at maths, clearly.
Yes. Okay. Maths and science was second
your
nature.
Thing.
Was
okay.
my thing. To this very day, because I'm not studying anymore, I was even saying to my wife that maybe I must, I loved calculus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I should just take up calculus to keep me busy.
No, man, going to... You know, we were talking the other day about fake qualifications and whatever, right? And I was like, Kwabandu, who will walk into any program.
Yeah.
Just because of recognition of prior learning. Engineers are one of those, right?
Yes.
I know so many engineers who go into finance courses.
Yeah.
Who go into different courses just by virtue of what... That has taught them.
And chemical engineering, by its very nature, you learn the other disciplines of engineering.
Uh-huh.
So we are sort of known as the jack of all trades.
Oh.
So your mind already for a good 3 years is trained to grasp so many things at the same time. So we are generalists.
Sure.
By training. Because once you are a chemical engineer, you're running a plant, you must know what this other is doing and what you need it for.
Are you referring to Eskom when you say a plant or
well, okay, let's park that. I haven't practiced in a while, so
Chip, you must tell us if you want to go to Eskom. We need people at Eskom now. You must tell us.
I remember back then, the then deputy president, Mapisa. Because I am Mfumbesi, no Andrew Dipila. And Andrew was like, I was with the deputy president and I told her about you. And apparently she lost her cool. She says, what is an engineer doing on radio? We need more engineers in this country. What's wrong with your brother-in-law? But that's the thing about it, that you are more driven with, you are able to do this, go study that.
Mm.
And less is spoken about what comes naturally to you.
Mm.
And to be quite honest, I didn't know that I'm going to be behind the microphone for more than 27
sure.
years. I had no idea.
Sure.
I picked it up as an extramural activity like any student would.
Adversity. Sure.
I was like, what can I do? Oh, at least I feel comfortable here.
Mm.
Why? Because there's music. All right. And really all I wanted was music.
Mm.
And then no, but you can also open up the microphone.
And speak.
And then I came this realization. Hey man, I have this passion. I'm curious about Tawe. Why is Tawe not combing? What is that story? No, he's not Rastafarian. What's the story behind him? That intrigue makes me wanna now go into Tawe's world. And who knows where that will lead me. And then I bring it to the fore. And others are like, no, dude. When you see that hair, you must know. There's a lot between the ears type thing. You know what I mean? And so my curiosity of people, my love for sharing music, then came together. I was there for 3 years. That was my extramural activity for 3 years. I didn't do anything else, right? And fast forward to me qualifying. As I end my in-service training. Right?
Where did you do your in-service training?
I did it with at Lord Cam now. It's called Lord Cam. Back then it was called NCP. In Klerkop.
So you were a lab guy?
Lab, plant. I managed two plants. I was there, always with my calculator.
And always in
the lab, and so on. And people think it's a glamorous job. No, it's not. It is glamorous when you have established and the plant is working, and all you are just doing is basically just maintaining observing, maintaining information. But other than that, it's really you are forever applying your knowledge
and solving problems.
Because that's why you're there for. And now that discipline then helped me on radio, because I only realized, in fact, somebody brought it to my attention and says, you're such an engineer. I said, what do you mean? He says, the time you come in is the same
every day.
Yeah, the process you go through in terms of preparing your show,
same.
How you go about the content, how you go about your content, and this is brought about by my program manager. And how this conversation happened, Neil Johnson was my program manager then. I was running late about 5 minutes. And then remember, for me, late is being less than an hour and a half earlier than my show, for my show.
Wait. You arrive an hour and a half before your show.
Before my show. Wow. Right? So I was at about 8:20, then I start strolling in. And at the time, he was about to pick up his phone to find out if I'm okay.
Because he knows there's something.
Something is wrong. Where is he? So that discipline became part of how I approach everything that I do.
A big part of your book talks about choice.
Yeah.
And the many moments in your life, and also, I guess, in the work you draw a lot of inspiration from, where that is lifted up and becomes very apparent.
Yeah.
One of those choices is, you know, the choice to drop out of your third year and go to BOP radio, which at the time was like the zeitgeist of the time.
The institution.
Or to complete your studies knowing that you're probably not going to be a chemical engineer for much of your life. Yeah. Talk to us about that.
And it was really driven more by making my parents proud more than my gratification to follow this passion. Because when that came about, this is when I was just finishing my theory part.
Sure.
So I'm left with in-service training. And in-service training is fun if you really think about it. Because really you're now putting whatever you've learned on in practice. So I get this call to say, listen, dude, there's a graveyard shift. Midnight to 3. Foot in the door. Radio Bob, come. Do you want it?
So what, have to go to Mabatu?
Of course, I have to leave Soshanguve because that's where I was based, to go and be in Mabatu. And I was being offered a place to stay. They will take care of you. Just say yes. And right there, choices. We are always at the T-junctions of life. Either take left or right. Are you aware there's no reverse gear in life? There's no handbrake turn, eh? So, am I going left, Radio Bob, or am I going right, my parents? But knowing some of the teachings that I had, the incubation you have while you're still under the wings of your parents.
Sure.
And that's the beauty about making sure that if you can afford it and if you really want to, I urge any parent, push your child to go and stay at rest, because they get now to apply what you taught them.
Sure.
You know, now they see your teachings
in an independent
environment. Because remember, you are answerable to no one but yourself. Right? And I saw it there. So this is what my dad meant. Finish what you start. Don't start something if you're not gonna finish it.
Sure.
Okay? Finish it. So I think that's when I started applying it. And it only hit me in hindsight that that's exactly what I did. And this is where you're saying that life is all about choices. It really is about choices. And to this very day, I am so grateful that I was able to pause that gratification to do what I wanted to do for something bigger and greater, which was my education.
Yeah. You know, there's a fascinating chapter. I even have bookmarked it.
Awesome.
And you say here, if you commit, you must submit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's quite similar to what you've just said. If you start something, just finish it.
Yeah.
And that chapter goes into some very interesting examples. I also like it because you mentioned economics and opportunity cost. but you mentioned the story of your record label, your ill-fated record label.
Yeah.
And I guess every failure is also a teaching or teachable moment.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. Black Coffee, Oskido, Simpiwe Tana. Yeah. At that time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When was this?
I was here.
You were still here at Metro?
I was Tibos by Starlight.
Oh.
I was sure. Tibos by Starlight. Sure. Tibos Productions came as a project or as a, you know, a business venture for me. And by the way, it came about because I was brought to Metro to do mid-morning, 9 to 12. Something
sure.
didn't happen. Somebody was supposed to come and do breakfast and their papers were not all right.
Mm.
So the then Home Affairs Minister didn't let them through. So the then called the station manager, Romeo Kumalo, and then said, dude, I'm going to throw you in the deep end. You're going to do breakfast.
Sure.
Fast forward to me then swapped around with Justice. And I'm now doing 9 to 12 in the evening. And to his fascination, he was like surprised that I was so excited that he took me off breakfast because breakfast is prime time. I'm more excited to go to nighttime. I said, now I'm going to finally do what I want to do. Music and people, not current affairs. That's not my passion.
Because that's what you have to, you can't avoid current affairs on a breakfast show.
Yeah. And then he said, but I can't give you more money. I have to keep you at the same sort of, you know, money. I don't want to downgrade you because of your sacrifice for doing breakfast. You're a team player. So my reward is I'm going to keep you on breakfast salary and so on. Along the way, I go back to him and says, but I can't live on this salary.
None.
My first lesson, and I tell him this every time, and every time I say this to him and say, thank you for opening my eyes, he says, paid forward. That's Romeo for and I said, I need more money. He says, do you think you have a job here? I said, what do you mean? Yeah, you gave me a job. He says, this is not a job. It's a platform.
It's a platform.
Use it.
Mm.
That very day as I left that office, as I left that office, I called my then friend, very close friend at the time, DJ Fresh. I said, dude, I just got a smack of my head, on my head. And school fees, Baba. And then I think I've sobered up. And be like, oh, but my man, I've been telling you, my man, you know, you must do this thing. So Tibos Productions was born.
Sure.
Formalized into a record company
because,
of course, house music.
At that time, sure.
And for me, it was like, okay, I can do this. I can play. He taught me how to play, Fresh, that is. I can play. I can do this. Now, he opened the door for me. You understand what I'm saying? He showed me how to play the house music scene and how to commercialize it. The next best thing, open doors for others.
Sure.
So DJ Kanyan and I, we are born around January. We decide this 1 year, let's just do a jewel party. And we do it. And then he hears of Black Coffee, Kanyan, that is. And he invites him. So there's Black Coffee playing at our party. And
sure.
I'm like,
who's this?
Who's this? And he's playing like, what? This is beautiful music. Like remixes. I go to him. I said, dude, no, Black Coffee. We once played together at KZN. And so I was like, yo, I remember. Because I was like, hey, there's this guy who was a KZN. And I got Tommy. Damn it. That's me. And he knew that was the sentiment we gave him. Because remember on vinyl, you have both hands. But he was so good, he used only one. So we saw it like that. We didn't even get to ask because we don't want to pry.
Sure.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing with this music? He's like, I want to release it. I says, what are you waiting for? He's like, I don't have a record company. I said, come on, let's make it happen. He's like, are you for real? I'm like, let's make it happen. You have amazing music. Let's release this thing. It was on a Sunday. By Tuesday, we're sitting down, obviously putting the deal together and to see how we can make this thing happen. And all these remixes, I mean, these are the remixes of what is called Afropop. And this is the cream of the time. Tandiswa, Gwanele, Diredi, Simpiwe Dana, Mamabu Simhlongo. You name it, the Afropop. And so I said, the only thing we need is permission.
From these?
I even said we need blessings. We will deal with the regulatory stuff.
Let's just get the green light.
That's why I knocked at Simpiwe Dana's house. And I said, Simpiwe, this and this, and I went to Zimpiwe purely because of our relationship with Metro.
Sure.
Because even when she launched the album, she launched it on my show live, right?
Zandisile.
Yeah, sure. And so is Tandiswa's Zabalaza was launched on the show.
Wow.
Tibos by Starlight live, and I went to her, and I said, "There's this thing. What do you think? I think it's a great thing." And she was like, "No." I was like, "How? Wait a minute, this expands your reach." She said, no, I'm rather a purist with my music. I'd rather keep it that way. And I was like, but this here, it's giving you a younger, it's bringing a broader audience. And her no just hit my gut so bad.
Do you think she regrets it? Because, I mean, I think about a song she later did with Mosquito, which was...
I can't speak for her. Remember, it's all about timing.
Sure.
At the time, she didn't see it. Maybe she sees it now. You know what I mean? We all have our own, epiphany.
Yeah.
Okay? Of when things should... happen for
should
you
should come together.
That's why I'm a late bloomer, right? In everything I do, so I get it. It doesn't mean that she must regret it. No, it's only opening. She's opening her eyes now to it. That's fine. She's a late bloomer in that space. That's great. And if it's the timing is right, it will show.
Sure.
That the timing is right.
Sure.
So that the long story short is that from that one no, I immediately knew this thing won't work without a giant in it. I'm too young, or too small actually, as much as I can see the vision. Then I called Oskido. I said, "Oskido, I have this project, and this project needs you." And Oskido was like, "What do you mean?" And I explained it to him. He was like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Because it needs somebody who has not only just power, he has access, and who just with one word make things happen." And boom, there he said, "Send Nati my way." That's Black Coffee.
Wow.
And in that one meeting, I'm glad Oskido saw what I saw in Nati. He said, "My man, you are not an artist. You are a record label. My job is not to sign you. My job is to help you break the glass ceiling, if that exists, right?" And to this very day, Solistics Music is still standing.
Wow.
And now he's playing the Madison Square Garden. Guys, Black Coffee is going to the Garden. Come on. You know, when he won the Grammy, I WhatsApped him. I said, "That's mine." And not because I'm, what's the word, claiming it? Or I said, but no.
You open.
Listen, you, this is mine. As in, it is for South Africa. And I think I'm one of those who can say I was there in the beginning. And I was like, "Dude, please, whatever you do, come celebrate with me when you get back." And he did exactly that. We celebrated the Grammy. And for me, it was the biggest thank you to what I call my ears. Because had I not heard what he did that day, chances are, I don't know. But I'm just glad that I was there.
Let's pause there. I want us to come back after the break because it feeds in very nicely to the point you're making about choices. Because you could have chosen to just be like, you made a very explicit choice, and we'll talk about some of the other places where a choice is reflected in this piece of work. Pause.